Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I was so nervous. I had just spent the last 2 days working dawn till dusk with my parents to try to get the off-grid cabin that my family and I were going to be living in for the whole summer in Alaska to feel a little less like creepy cabin in a scary movie.
Yeah, first impressions, the cabin's a little bit rough.
And a lot more like a family home.
Okay, I think you're in really good shape. You got the cabin cleaned out, you got a nice place, comfortable to sleep.
But time was up.
Yeah. And Kay and the kids are in the air right now. So it's time to pack up, go get a bite to eat, get ready to go pick everybody up. So
our family was going to be living off-grid in Alaska for the summer. We were going to be learning about off-grid life, talking to people who live this way, and trying to see if it was a good fit for us. And we had decided to stay in this remote off-grid cabin, which we had never seen before, and nobody knew what to expect when arriving. I traveled out earlier than the rest of the family with all our belongings packed up in our family van and tried to fix up the cabin as best I could in a couple days with help from my mom and dad. This is a series and we've already covered every part of that story, so if you missed any of it, go back 3 episodes in the podcast. Start with the episode called Goodbye Pennsylvania and then work your way back to this episode where I'm headed to the airport to pick up the family. Kay and the kids were flying to Anchorage Airport. I knew exactly what they were in store for. I knew how rustic and rough the cabin was, the things that were working and the things that were not. But they had no idea. And we're going to get their very first impression of this very rustic, very remote off-grid cabin. And let's just say it was brutally honest.
This episode of the Alaska Off-Grid Challenge is called This Is Awful.
Kay and the kids are here in Alaska. The wait was over. I went and picked them up at the airport after a very long day of travel. For this series, we're actually each episode previewing with our home study pioneers before it gets released publicly. We watch the episode and then we tell some behind the scenes stories. Kay shared the story of traveling from Pennsylvania all the way to Alaska with all the kids and the 2 family cats. Through multiple airports, couple layovers, what was a marathon of travel.
I've never flown with kids. I haven't flown anywhere in 13 years.
So where are we going today?
Alaska. Look, Mommy.
It's all gone. Are you ready?
No.
And without you, and then getting through TSA, and they have to inspect the cats, right? And you're standing in line, I got the baby on me, and they're asking the kids, do you want to take the cat out of the bag? In a crowded airport, like, my cats are great, but I don't know how they're going to act a crowded airport. So, no, take them to a special private room where they can take the cats out and let them walk around.
All this to say, yeah, it was a pretty intense day of traveling. I picked everybody up at the airport and brought them to a hotel. I figured everyone could use a good night of sleep before I brought them to see the off-grid cabin for the first time. We had a good night of rest, and at that point, I couldn't put it off any longer. It was time to show them where we were going to be spending the summer. That is, if we last the summer. To be honest, I was a little bit worried that Kay was going to see the cabin and say, never mind, we're going home.
All right, we're driving to the cabin.
So he's like a different generation.
Nobody's seen it yet. This is the first reveal for the family.
All right, we arrived at the cabin for the first time.
Yeah, let's go see
Go see the cabin.
Everybody jumped out of the car and excitedly ran up to the cabin to get their first look. The cabin, it's a small A-frame cabin built in a small clearing surrounded by evergreen trees. It's all painted green. The roof shingles are well worn out and very mossy from many rainy summers in Alaska. Around the cabin, there's no mowing, there's no maintenance, no patios or porches. It's just a small little cabin in the middle of the wilderness, in the middle of nowhere, Alaska. It's cute from far away, but getting up close, you can start to see the imperfections, and I was wondering what everybody would notice. There's a saying my dad uses all the time in construction, putting lipstick on a pig. The day before Kay and the kids arrived, I spent a couple hours trying to put some lipstick on this pig. We'd packed up some stuffed animals and toys for the kids. I unpacked them and I spread them out through the cabin. We set up a little snack area with some food. We tried to make the place look as homey as possible.
There's marshmallows in here.
I love this house now.
Bye-bye.
It's really, really nice. It's actually really comfy.
Oh, boy.
I like the windows.
Look at the teddy bear. Hey, Daddy, look at mine. Oh, they have the little thingy. Look.
The first few minutes in the cabin, the kids were just abuzz with excitement. They were climbing up the ladders, checking out the loft. But Kay was very quiet. I wanted to know what she was thinking.
What do you think so far?
I honestly, when I come into things like this, I don't think emotion. I just think work.
You snap into gear.
Yeah, so I'm not really thinking. My first impression is we got some work to do.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Like once you start, at first it was just like complete like overwhelmed. But then instead of just like dwelling on all that I didn't like and like all, it was just get to work.
It's not a nice place. Okay, so first impressions, taking the emotion out, right? It's not like a nice place.
No, it's rough.
It's rough. Yeah, it wasn't like a craftsman built this. It's like, oh, I could have built this. So I guess it makes everything we're going to build after this seem pretty doable.
You're going to think whatever I build after this is a mansion.
It was true. We had a lot of work still to do, and we pretty much jumped right in. Kay started cleaning and organizing. I did a couple quick projects to make the cabin a little bit safer for the kids.
Perfect.
While Kay and I were busy working on the cabin, we noticed the kids outside doing something with sticks and rocks. They were building something.
What are you doing?
Making a teepee. Daddy, can I have an axe and hammer?
A what?
Axe and hammer.
What do you need an axe for?
To cut down a tree.
Which trees?
Those trees. The little one. So we can build our house.
No.
We're using this.
No, you're not using that.
It was really cute they were trying to build a teepee, but I did say no to letting them use the axe and the hammer.
Why are you making a cabin here?
So that we can have fun in it.
Oh, nice.
I was really nervous today coming with the family. What would the kids think? What would Kay think? Would it be like something we could do or like, nope, game over right away?
I feel so much better because the kids are having a blast. Kids have been making teepees and forts. It's like a season of alone. Kay jumped right in and started making it at our home, and the feeling is changing. It's going from like, I was nervous, like, oh, is everyone gonna hate this, to now like, all right, we can do this. We can have an off-grid experience, off-grid adventure here, and figure out what we like, what we don't, learn from it. And I love seeing the kids like jump right in, building cabins, making teepees. They're becoming little woodland kids like instantly. It was really cool to see. All right, first thoughts on the cabin.
So at first I saw it and it was very small, surprisingly small. I thought to myself, it's okay, maybe it'll be bigger on the inside. It wasn't. It actually felt smaller on the inside. I thought, how are we gonna fit all this stuff? But we managed to start fitting it all figure out the plan. So it's fun now. Back at our house, no trees by our house. All we have is knotweed. And so it'll be fun to build stuff in the wild. Yeah, bowl.
My oldest son was excited to be in Alaska, and he was pretty positive about the cabin. My middle daughter, who's a real straight shooter, she gets right to the point. She doesn't mince words, very Western Pennsylvanian. Her opinion was a bit more negative.
What were your first thoughts of the cabin?
It's puny. I don't like the way it looks. It's ugly.
Puny and ugly. Yeah. What did the other kids think?
So at first when I saw it, I was like, oh, well, that's pretty cool. We'll have to get used to the design of it. Went inside, it was a bit small, so I had to get used to it.
What do you think of the cabin?
Good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, and I want to play with a marble set.
Okay.
Now it's time to answer the question some of you have been asking. The Alaska Off-Grid Challenge. What exactly is the challenge? Not too long ago, Kay and I decided that we wanted to build an off-grid home for our family. This is the spot. Let's build a homestead. But we figured it was a good idea to get some experience living off-grid before we designed and built a home for our own family. So we decided to take up the off-grid challenge, challenge our family to see if we could spend an entire summer living way remote in an off-grid cabin in Alaska. Enjoy the experience and make it the entire summer.
So today was the closest we've come yet, I think, to tapping out. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, this is not gonna be for YouTube.
Oh no?
No, this is about us quitting a weekend on this thing and going home.
Okay.
Along the way, we hope to find the answer to the second question, which is just how off-grid is our family willing to go? There's a spectrum of off-grid life, somewhere between Laura Ingalls.
Okay, so there is an outhouse.
And the president's off-grid bunker buried somewhere deep below Washington, D.C.
There's two bathrooms! There's two bathrooms!
Somewhere on that spectrum is where our family lies. And we're hoping by spending the summer living in a few different off-grid cabins in Alaska and interviewing some experts who've been doing this a long time, we can see whether or not we have what it takes to make it off-grid.
We are not as tough as we thought we were.
And just how far we want to leave the grid when we build our own family home. The Off-Grid Challenge is going to be presented as a series. If you're excited about this series, consider becoming a Homesteady Pioneer. Every episode of the Alaska Off-Grid series, we're going to have an early release party with the Homesteady Pioneers. We're going to stream the episode live. Afterward, I'll be there to answer questions, talk to any of you who are thinking of going off-grid yourself or wanting to go to Alaska.
Why?
Josh said, how long would you say the road was to get to the cabin? We actually did measure it because I wanted to know like how far. I was guessing it was
anything fine. You see in the episode, we'll answer questions, we'll talk about it. It'll be an awesome way for all of us who are looking to go off-grid or start homesteading or grow our homesteads to do better together. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and I really want you to be able to join us. So we're gonna do a really good sale right now. We're gonna give you a year-long membership, 4 months for free. If you sign up for a year now, you'll get 4 months for free. We're gonna run this until we meet our goal of 100 new Homesteady Pioneers. If you'd like to become a Pioneer, there's a link in the description below to that really good sale we're having. We look forward to seeing you at the next premiere party.
Okay. I feel so much more relaxed now, having been here for 2 days before you guys, knowing what you were all about to come to and see.
Which was?
Rustic, as rough. You can imagine, rough.
Yeah, I'll be honest. At the beginning, when was it, 6 hours ago, it was just like, okay, this is, right now it's pretty awful. It was pretty awful. A little depressed about it. I'm thinking like, how are we gonna do this? How are we gonna not hate this the whole entire time? So I just got to work and put stuff away and swept and washed windows, and that always makes everything look better. I feel like my grandma when I say that, but it did. Making beds and washing windows and washing grungy showers we're not gonna use, and also putting our clothes away, getting stuff put away, seeing like
go up
accomplish
like,
all these little things like, wow, the windows look so much
yes.
better.
Okay, so ready? When you start off so rough and like, ooh, bad, you constantly have these little wins of like, ooh, but now good.
Yeah.
Like even my little outhouse, like to go from, oh, that thing's condemned, we cannot use the outhouse that's here. Well, look at that. Now we got a tarp and a bucket, and wait till you see what Grampy went and built. Grampy made a nice little platform for operations. I was really happy with how today went. Well, it's time to cook. That'll be a whole new experience. So let's get the grill started and the hot water going and all the stuff. We're gonna cook, we're gonna clean, and then we're gonna sleep real good.
Yeah.
Inside of the A-frame, there was a small kitchen area. There was a sink. The sink leaked. There was a tiny little propane stove that didn't work. There was a small propane refrigerator that didn't work either. Needless to say, we set up an outdoor kitchen, and that was our kitchen for the entire time we were at the A-frame cabin.
Okay, first off-grid meal. We have running water. It's probably fine to drink, but we're just playing it safe with... When it comes to water and food, we're trying to just haul our potable water. And that's a new experience. Okay. I'm gonna make some spaghetti. Oh. Cooking over propane. Here we go. See how long it takes to boil water. Out here it's cold and the wind's blowing, so that'll take a little while.
This is like the first time I've actually come outside. I hadn't seen this side of the cabin yet.
They say home is where the heart is, and that's nice. But let's be honest, home is where you eat. After a day being apart, doing your work, being separated, you gather around a table and you share some food and some stories and hopefully some laughs. And that's what we did. Our very first evening in the cabin was spent eating spaghetti and meat sauce, a pretty simple dish that Kay was able to cook up over just a single burner stove. And despite having just flown over 5,000 miles, this space felt a little bit closer to home for everybody. It was a nice first meal together in Alaska, and it gave us a little bit of hope that this could actually be a nice experience for us as a family. We'd moved in, we'd cleaned, we cooked, and now we finished up our meal. There was one more thing we had to experience our first day in the off-grid cabin. Time to use the bathroom.
And grab the toilet paper.
All right. This was one of my off-grid fears, not one of yours.
I might change my mind though, I guess.
Okay, so there is an outhouse, but it has been condemned. I said, no, it will not work.
The cabin had an outhouse, but when we arrived and took one look at it, we decided it was unusable. It was one sit away from total collapse, so we decided we were going to build our own little temporary outhouse for the cabin. And this temporary outhouse consisted of tarp walls and a little wooden platform.
So welcome to the... I should have thought of a clever name for this.
Whoa, you did put a little platform. That's nice. Look at that. What a view. All right.
Grampy built a nice platform.
Doesn't smell bad.
Doesn't smell bad.
It has been used.
It has been used. All right, well, have fun. Enjoy the view. And the dog will keep you company.
Ooh, it's cold though.
It's a little cold, yep. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Won't be able to tell if it's day or night here.
It's true.
It had been a very long day, a lot of ups and downs, and we were all ready for a good night of sleep. You've probably heard Alaska referred to as the land of the midnight sun. During the summertime, there is an awful lot of sunshine, and while that can be a lot of fun a lot of the time, when you have a house full of jet-lagged people that are just trying to catch up on some sleep, yeah, not so much. It was a really rough first night. Kay and I woke up a ton. The kids didn't sleep very well. So the next morning, we knew we had to make some changes to the cabin so we could get a good night of sleep. I headed out into the Alaska woods early in the morning with a Sawzall in hand and a mission. Make some curtains. This time of year in Alaska, it is daylight where we are. I mean, we haven't seen darkness yet. So the cabin is small for all of us. We wanted to have a little bit more space to sleep in than just the upstairs area, but the downstairs doesn't have any blackout curtains or any rods for blackout curtains. We're fashioning ourselves a rod. Hopefully that piece here will work for our blackout curtain rod, and maybe we'll be able to get some sleep in the cabin and everyone will have a little more space. Let's see. That looks pretty good. So here I am, headed into the woods to cut down a few trees to make some curtain rod holders. We're obviously in grizzly country, which is why I'm wearing my pistol. I don't usually wear a pistol, but in the middle of grizzly country, you'll find that and bear spray at my side every time I go into the woods. Maybe you're wondering, why go through all this trouble? Why not just run down to the hardware store and buy a couple curtain rod holders? We're in an off-grid setting. Thank you, honey. So, you know, we can't just like run down to the hardware store and get something. Okay, I almost just made one of the biggest faux pas of Alaska off-grid videos.
When the trees are leafed out, we don't have...
In traveling around Alaska, talking and interviewing Alaskan residents, I noticed something annoys them a lot about Alaska reality TV and YouTube off-grid content. Time and time again, I heard people talk about how annoying it was to see reality TV portray people living so far away from civilization that they had to form tools out of bones, and if they didn't catch fish on their next fishing trip, they were going to die of starvation. One joke I heard a lot of people make was the, "and now they will have food to survive the winter" joke. One of my neighbors, John, talked about this.
But I did watch like an episode and a half of that show, and it was this whole like, oh, we've got to go out and ice fish on Caribou Lake because we need winter food. And it's just like, well, you can snow machine 15 miles and get a couple of fish through the ice where you spend far more in gas than you get from the fish.
Right.
Or you can just drive 9 miles on a maintained road west to Safeway. You should have just gone to Safeway.
So let's get one thing clear. Yes, we could have just gone to Safeway. The cabin, while being super remote, the most remote cabin I've ever stayed in, I've ever visited, is still on the road system. We can get in our giant van, head down the driveway, hit the dirt road, eventually find some pavement, and make it to town. Safeway, we could even eat lunch at McDonald's. They have those in Alaska too. All that being said, it's just not convenient. It takes forever. Every time you need something at the cabin, it just doesn't make sense to hop in the car and run downtown.
You know, we can't just like run down to the hardware store and get something every time we need something. We did go out and take a supply run today, but there's a few things we forgot to get. We're gonna get handy here. We're gonna go cut some trees down, fashion some stuff out of twine and pine poles. This will be a real fun off-grid day.
So, we're gonna get a little creative. Besides, it makes for good YouTube. With our blackout curtains hung and finished, we were ready for anything the midnight sun could throw at us. Too bad, that was about the last time we'd see the sun for a long time.
Rain and low clouds, only 52 degrees. This area has already picked up about an inch of rainfall.
In the next episode of the Alaska Off-Grid Challenge, we face
very, very rainy day. It is 40 degrees.
We faced the coldest, rainiest weather Alaska has seen during the summer in over a decade.
Somebody told us summers in Alaska were gorgeous. I don't think Alaska got the memo this year.
It really hurts morale.
I feel like we're hitting a bit of a wall right now.
Oh yeah. Where? Yes.
I don't enjoy this very much.
Do we quit?
Say the word. I can't do this anymore.
Do we give up and go home to the lower 48? Well, you'll just have to wait and find out for that next episode. If you're dying to know, you can go to YouTube and watch the episode. We're all the way to episode 6 of this series on the video side of things. It just takes a little bit longer for us to convert everything to podcasts, but you can go watch that on the YouTube channel. Just search Home Study. You'll find it. Otherwise, stay tuned. That next episode will be coming out.